it's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, so glad to have you with us. And on Thursdays, we do kind of dial back the front page just for a little while to usually talk about some parenting tips and some things that will help you at the task of being a better parent. Shelley Goldberg is my resource on this. She searches high and low for helpful things that will apply to your life. And she searched high and low for helping me find a good time with the lovely bride just a couple of weeks or just last week, I guess, because she set it up for me to go meet the manager and to experience a tour of and to eat the tasty food of a place called Opry City Stage here in the city. Shelley Goldberg rejoins me now. And Shelley, I need to say a huge whomping thank you to you. It was a fun night. We did not stay super late, but man, did we eat good. And it was so fun hearing about the story of how Opry City Stage came to New York. I owe you a big debt of thanks.
Oh, you're welcome, Kevin. I just love that place. They stream live over the weekend, so you're hearing Nashville right there as you're eating, and they have all these country western singers all day long. So it's a fabulous place, and I'm so glad you got to go there.
It was really incredible because as you say, on a Friday night after I think it's 8:30, they tap into the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. So the live stage show there, they then project. In fact, I think this week they even had all of the World Cup soccer games on their huge screens running in there as well. But the night we were there, they had this group. I hadn't heard of them, but they were a really good bluegrass country group. Come out, do four or five songs, take a break, and I guess we saw three to four sets of them while we were just having dinner and enjoying our time. And then I got a private tour of their recording studio upstairs and their ballroom, and I got an explanation of all the gold records that are on the wall and the members of the Opry community. And then there's this collection of four presidents who have been part of the Opry life. And it was just really, really cool. And for people that follow Christian music, there was even some pictures of Amy Grant and Vince Gill and some of those guys. So it's just a very fun place. And I would say super friendly for the family if you're looking for a fun night to do something very different, because you don't think of New York City in terms of country music or Nashville or barbecue. And Shelley, I have to say, I'm a brisket snob. And I mean, when it comes to being a snob, I am a true snob of brisket. The brisket on that menu is to die for.
I have the same thing. Yes, I have the brisket too with the grits.
Yeah. And if people, and I didn't eat the grits because I'm on this, program I'm on right now, but if people also didn't have it, they need to try the buffalo cauliflower, because it is not only delicious, it's really spicy, and I love the spice. And my bride had a great time. We had a great time. I want to say thank you to you. I want to say thank you to the Opry City Stage. Yep. And if people are coming to New York, if you live in New York, if you're just coming in for a day, if you're coming in from out of town, come and enjoy it. You will not be regretful one ounce to spend your time there. It is great, great, great time.
Nashville comes to New York City. Kevin, I'm so glad you had a great time. All right,
yeah. Thank you.
I wanted to talk to you a bit about, I can begin this, about multiple intelligence. Have you ever heard this phrase
I've heard
before?
The expression. I've never quite fully understood it, but I understand it to mean that it's different. It's the way people process different learning styles.
Okay, we're going to go into it a little bit today, and then we'll continue it. But, you know, when you talk to people about their school experience and learning experience, I'm sure you find it, that as adults, there are people who look back fondly. They felt the teacher really got them, understood them, motivated, right?
Yep.
And then other people feel like, oh, my gosh, I hope my kids don't go through what I went through. You know, they didn't understand me. And over the last 25 years, Howard Gardner's theories have really taken off. It's Dr. Gardner. His whole thing is that everybody has numerous computers in their head. It's not one.
Okay.
And if you can tap into the mental computer, you know, where there's the most power running, you stand to have a much more exhilarating experience and learning experience going through school. And he's identified 9 different types of intelligence. He started with 7, then it went to 8, then it went to 9. I'm going to read them off kind of quickly. But if anybody Googles how Dr. Gardner, G-A-R-D-N-E-R, it comes up immediately. It's all over the place.
Gotcha.
And educators have been using this.
So what are they? What are the 9? What are the 9 computers?
So it's the naturalist intelligence. That's understanding about plants and animals and being very sensitive to nature.
Okay.
Musical smarts.
Yeah.
Discerning pitch, rhythm, you know, and tone, and things like that.
Logical,
mathematical, existential intelligence. I like that one. Those are people who kind of ask those deep questions, like why are we here? Where are we going? How did we get here? What's the point of life? Blah 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 blah. Interpersonal smarts. That's when you have great communication skills, like you. body kinesthetic. Those are like your athletes and your dancers, people who express themselves and understand the universe better through movement. Interpersonal, people who spend a lot more time understanding their own feelings. They're very aware of what's motivating themselves.
Right.
Spatial intelligence is 9. Those are your sailors, your pilots.
That is great. And friends, I want you to check them out. And you know what? I've already identified with just my 3 kids. I think I know a little bit about which one each of them is. And like you said, there's probably more than one present in each person.
There's overlap.
Yeah. But you have one that's more key than others in most people. Something to think about today, friends. And good stuff, Shelley Goldberg. Thank you so much. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.